Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Thomas Weitmann. He is the Managing Director and Majority Shareholder of Brazil Projects in Brazil. First and foremost, Thomas, welcome to this interview.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the invite. I really appreciate it.
Most welcome. As I do with all my interviewees, I always give them a chance to elaborate a little bit about their past in logistics and how they got into the place that they are sitting in, so to speak. So without further ado, Thomas, how did you end up in this racket?
I made high school in Sweden. Mm-hmm. I left Sweden for 2 years to Portugal, sabbatical years. And then I went to Germany. My father is German, my mother is Swedish. Mm-hmm. And in Germany, I made a captain master license. I was occupied with that around 5 years. Mm-hmm. I went to sea, and in parallel, I did study economics. Mm-hmm. When I had my first degree in economics, I was invited by Hamburg Süd to work in São Paulo, due to my language and my education. And I worked for Hamburg Süd, mm-hmm. with shipping, traffic, and operation for 5 years in São Paulo.
Wow.
And then I left Hamburg Süd, and I worked 1 year for a shipping agent. Mm-hmm. 1 year for Dan Transport at that time.
Oh yeah, the Danish.
Dan Transport. I did learn to know my friend Ole Smith, who's today still working with projects. And it was Ole Smith who brought me into projects. And when I started to work for Dan Transport, I said, I don't know anything about projects. And he told me that, don't worry, we will teach you.
Wow, and that's...
I did represent Dan Transport for 2 years. Mm-hmm. At that time, Dan Transport was part of the Effie Smith Group. Mm-hmm. And push some cement projects. Then I went to Kühne+Nagel as well in the project area. Mm-hmm. And I got responsible for projects in Brazil for Kühne+Nagel. Mm-hmm. And I did work for them around seven years, let's say.
Okay.
So it was very interesting because I did like Kühne+Nagel a lot, and it was a very good group. And then I went, I was invited to be shareholder in a small project company belonging to the Logi Master group at that time, which turned out to be Daxer, Logi Master Daxer, today Daxer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Open up a small project company. Mm-hmm. I did dedicate myself there for 3 years, and after that I had to leave. Some strange reasons I had to leave. then I started up Brazil Projects. It was okay. Around 2007. As from then we are surviving, and it's going up and down here in Brazil. Good times, bad times, but we are still on the market.
Okay. That's a very fantastic career, Thomas, I must say. And you mentioned a couple of names that I know all too well, among them Ole Smith, who I'm going to meet for lunch next Friday in Copenhagen. So very small world in this logistics. Impressive to hear. About Brazil projects, of course, as the name implies, Brazil is, shall we say, your main market. Tell me about your office setup, your headcount, and what's your main line of business currently?
Yeah, today we have one office in São Paulo, and okay. We have one office in Santos. Mm-hmm. São Paulo, we have around 10 persons, mm-hmm. and we have here we have the directors are here, most of them. We have commercial in São Paulo, with the administration. But the operation is full in Santos. In Santos, we have some 25 people.
Okay.
And in Santos, we have the operation department and the trucking division.
Right.
Plus, Project is a full licensed trucker.
Okay.
And we have our own trucking bill of lading, and we have our own license and our own insurance.
Okay.
We mainly subcontract. Yeah, we can subcontract the directly, and we can subcontract trucking companies. This is a demand today which we need to work for companies like EBB, Siemens, Voith. You need to be a trucker. You cannot be a guy in between.
No, you have to assume
responsibility.
Yes. No, I do see your point. It sounds all very, very impressive. And I must say, Brazil, at least to the naked eye, it's a huge country, of course, and it's can also be tricky. And finding a specialist in Brazil is, you can find a forwarder easily, but perhaps not a specialist like your company. What you are mentioning about special licenses and stuff for inland in Brazil, may I ask? Some of our, colleagues from the past always told me that customs clearance is a big headache in Brazil. Is that still to this day so? What can you guide us on that?
Yeah, that customs is something that scares lots of people, keep away from Brazil.
Yeah.
it's complicated. It's not clean. Exists corruption.
Right.
Sometimes the customs create problems to be able to make something extra. And in Brazil, you need to go do everything by the book.
Right.
And if you have a problem, you should pay before, not try to pay afterwards.
Right.
but the main thing is not to rely on the thought that you can fix this and you can fix that. That is not the way. The way is to start correct, try to do it correct, and that's the fastest way. We, as Brazil Products, we don't have our own customs department.
Okay.
Because it's not our line of business. We are a project forwarder. We deal with projects, and we have a very good partnership with the customs broker, who is able to handle big projects.
Yeah. Now it's. I think it sounds like a smart move. I mean, do what you're good at, and let others do what they are good at, so to speak. As long as they are, of course, reliable towards you. I mean, do you see that some, it's been very fashionable in the last couple of years to see some of the ship owners trying to be the one-stop shop? I mean, they want to be forwarders, they want to do, especially with the incomes they have had last year, maybe also this year, they want to do everything. Is that a trend in South America, Brazil too, that the ship owners want to kind of take over your role as a forwarder?
Yeah. A good example, it's Maersk.
Oh yeah.
But in the project business, we don't. They are not able to come into the project business. You can't put the project business in a platform.
No.
It will always exist. People in the office hold it. I think a carrier like you can say you can ask. Let's say. BBC or SIL or I don't know what, if they would go into forwarding.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any signs that they are trying to get. Yeah, if it's a project, let's say it's only a sea transport, then it's their business. It's no use for us to try to interfere.
Sure.
And the wind power as well, it's carrier's business. We don't interfere there.
Right.
Because we have
right.
nothing to say, we have nothing to do with.
Yeah. I think the key point is, of course, be as close to the customer as you ever can be these days, and make sure that nobody can take it from you. What are the main ports? Brazil is so huge. Which ports would you say are the main ones used for project cargo generally in Brazil?
The main port in Brazil is Santos. It's
okay.
The biggest port in South America.
Right.
But you have other, you have Paranaguá, you have projects for the south, Paranaguá, Rio Grande.
Oh, yeah.
Up north, you have big port Vitória, say Salvador, you have projects for Salvador, you have projects of in Suape, the port of Suape.
Okay.
And don't forget Amazonas, Belém.
Oh yeah,
so we are working a lot in Amazonas. We ship mainly to Belém, and then perhaps we barge from Belém or send up a heavy lifter directly to Manaus.
Wow! Yes, that's a very impressive distance. I actually recall now when you mentioned Manaus, my dad, who's a retired sea captain, he'd been into Manaus, I believe, one time with. I think it was Pep Nautica or Clipper, or one of these smaller, quite impressive, he told me. And huge, let's say, huge river you got there, which is as big as an ocean when you look at it, I guess. How is Brazil developing? Is it opening up in the inland, like China, for example? They said, okay, go west, we want to develop the west part of China. Is Brazil doing the same, so that development is not only in the same place?
Developing, it's a word we are not using since almost 4 years.
Right.
The new government, the pandemic came, and other problems, the government tried to do things, but they did not succeed, or they didn't want to.
Right.
So it hasn't been any, say, regarding infrastructure or anything, hasn't been any development at all in the last 4 years.
Right.
Have been trying to fix up the Trans-Amazonic Highway. They have been put asphalt on some kilometers, but that's not a big deal. But no port projects. Infrastructure tributes. I think the last we were involved in the last big hydro power plant was Belo Monte.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2000. We did do the transmission line, the HVDC.
Oh yeah.
This was the last big hydro power plant in Brazil.
Okay.
I think in the future they have a big plan to do Tapajós, but I think everything is on ice. It will not,
right.
cannot happen.
Right. Right.
We did do a very interesting project. We did 2017-2018.
Mm-hmm.
We were contracted by three companies, two Chinese companies.
Oh, yeah.
They did supply 14. 380 tons transformer from China to the stations. One station was Xingu,
mm-hmm.
and one station was in Rio. We did not do the sea freight, we did only do the on carriage.
Okay, impressive.
The third company was ABB, and they did supply 14 transformers of 280 tons, which we transported from their plant in São Paulo to Rio and up to Amazon area.
Very impressive. Now you mentioned China. I suppose China is still heavily in with Brazil, investing and being everywhere, trying to supply everything known to man, I suppose, both infrastructure and also everyday made in China stuff. They are active in Brazil, right?
Yeah, China is very active, and they are Yeah, very competitive in regards to building transformers, especially for transmission lines.
Right.
Actually, the Chinese, the power supply in São Paulo state,
mm-hmm.
80% of the power supply is owned by Chinese companies. And we as Brazil Projects, we our 90% of our business is energy.
Wow.
And as I said, the last 4 years, it was no investments. So we have been very, very busy 2020, 2021.
Wow.
21 was our best year ever.
Fantastic.
And I think the energy demand will go on for at least 2 or 3 years in Brazil.
Okay, that's fine. It seems to me that your timing is impeccable and you are in the right time at the right place.
Yeah, how do you say it? It's a huge energy problem, and it's a big demand, and it's bad for many companies. We are making money out of it. It's not very ethical or moral, but that's the way it is.
Well, you know, it's who can point the moral finger these days anywhere in the world? I think it's all a matter of survival. No, it's very, very impressive. And what you mentioned of the references, they are also very impressive. It seems you have the right system in place in this huge country. One of the final questions I have here, which, of course, is on everybody's mind, even we are almost tired of listening about it, this stupid Corona and COVID-19. We read a lot in the media, but media is also full of fake stuff. What is the real situation in Brazil regarding Corona right now?
Today, I would say they would like to declare Corona for as a past thing. I think contamination is not, it's not so high, it's going down. And I think Corona is under control. A big part of the population already got 2 shots. I think it's up to 70%.
Okay.
And now, yeah, I think it's we the government wanted to declare that it's over now, but they will probably do that perhaps in 1 or 2 months, if everything is going in the right way.
Okay.
The country has suffered a lot with the Corona. It's increased in unemployment, closing down of companies. We are all the same happen, I think, around the world. It's Brazil was affected in the same way.
Right, I see. Right. Yeah, it's at least let's hope we are out of this this tunnel very, very, very soon, at least also here in Europe, which, you know, well yourself, it's starting to be able to travel and can't wait to get out of the house. Yeah, I must say. So I think we're all looking at that. Listen, Thomas, I must say it's been very, very interesting to hear your side of things from Brazil and to hear about Brazil. Projects. Seems you are, as I mentioned before, in the right time at the right place. I want to formally thank you very much for this interview.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for me to present myself, and hopefully it will bear fruit. It was nice to see you. Both of us are Swedish. So. I will, perhaps when I am up in May, I will. Perhaps we can have lunch someday or something.
Absolutely. It'll be freight prepaid. So, and to all.
If you have lunch with Ole Smith, give him my regards.
Of course, I certainly will do so next Friday.
I didn't say any bad things about him.
No. I will tell him that. To all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Thomas Weidmann. He's the managing director and majority shareholder of Brazil Projects in Brazil, a well-renowned and most capable project forwarder. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.